ഗോവിന്ദദേശികം ഉപാസ്യസ്ഥിരായ ഭക്ത്യാം തസ്മിൻ സ്ഥിതി നിജമാഹിൻ വിദേഹമുക്ത്യാം അദ്വൈത്യഭാഷ്യം ഉപകൽപ്പതിസോ വിജിത്യാം കാഞ്ചീപുരേസിതം അവാപഥാ ശങ്കരായ ഋതിസ്മൃതിപുരാണാനാം ആലയം കരുണാലയം നമാമി ഭഗവത്പാദ ശങ്കരം ലോകശങ്കരം അപാര കരുണാസിന്ധും ജ്ഞാനതം ശാന്തരൂപിണം ശ്രീചന്ദ്രശേഖരഗുരും പ്രണമാമി മുദമ്യഹം. സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപര. വിത്ത് ബെനഡിക്ഷൻ ടു ആദി ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ആൻഡ് ടു ഹിസ് ലിനേജ് അപ് ടു ദ 69th ഗുരു ഓഫ് ദ വെനറേറ്റഡ് കാമകോട്ടി പീഠം പൂജ്യ ശ്രീ ജയേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി സ്വാമികൾ, ഇൻ ഹൂസ് ബിനൈൻ ആൻഡ് ഓഗസ്റ്റ് പ്രസൻസ് ദിസ് ഫംഗ്ഷൻ ഇസ് ബീങ് ഹെൽഡ്, ഐ റേസ് ടു അഡ്രസ് യു ടുഡേ. ഇറ്റ് ഗിവ്സ് മി ഗ്രേറ്റ് പ്ലേഷർ ടു വെൽക്കം യു ആൾ to this pleasant and solemn function organized this morning to inaugurate the Sri Shanmukananda Kanchi Mahaswami Sangeetha Sangrahalaya. It is indeed a red letter day in the history of this institution and of its evolution in furthering the cause of fine arts. From a mere center of performing arts, over the years the Shanmukananda Sabha has graduated and moved to the larger canvas of serving the cause of fine arts, of preservation, perpetuation and promotion of fine arts. Members of the institution have at several points of time expressed their desire that we should have an excellent archive, an archive which will enable us to go down the memory line, go into the glorious era of Carnatic music, of that ever-burning luminous light of the Arigudi era of 1950s and 60s. Listen to those concerts and transport ourselves to the world of ethereal charm. And to those of the practitioners of today who had neither experienced the legends, the Jambavans of our time, nor had they listened to them, it is these archives that will provide an insight into the greatness of these persons, enable them to draw from the resource that was an Akshaya Patram, and progress themselves in furtherance of the cause of fine arts. This birth of this new institution, which comes within the fold of our institution, is named after the senior sage of Kanchi. I think in the process we have honored ourselves. The sage of Kanchi was proficient in music. His mastery over the subject was too well known, not only to the Astikas, but also to the Kalakars who used to come on to him and seek his blessings. When the Acharya got mastery over knowledge of music, of the subtleties of Kritis, and is expounding the intent of the Vagyakaras, is not known. But suffice if I were to say, if we were to glance into the lineage of the Acharya, it would be evident that it was not natural that he was an authority on music. His ancestor Govinda Deshikar was a minister in the government of Achyutanayaka, the king of the 17th century AD in Tanjore. The Nayak brothers were known for promoting fine arts to a very great extent. The great mathematician Venkatamukhi, into whose lineage the Paramacharya came, formulated the 72 Melakarta Raga scheme, but for which there is no Carnatic music. So the Swami comes from a lineage which has given us the form, the content and the manner of Carnatic music as we are experiencing it today. His solicitude for the musicians was too well known. Whenever musicians used to call on him seeking his blessings, he would make them sing for him. He would make them repeat the Kritis again and again, and occasionally would shower his blessings on them by singing along with them. Most of the Vidwans of our times were conferred the title of Asthana Vidwans of the Kanchi Kamakoti Peetham by the sage. And several of the discussions that the Vidwans had with him found themselves into the archives of music in later years. And I think the peak of all that was Subramanyaya Namaste, the experience Arigudi had when he came to discuss this with the Acharya. There is not a single concert of Arikuri in later years when he didn't sing Subramanyaya Namaste, and did not make reference to the Acharya for his contribution to understanding this great composition. So it is but natural and befitting that the Sangeeta Sangrahalaya of this institution of ours has been named after this stage, inasmuch as the majestic auditorium that's the largest in this part of the world adorns its name. From times immemorial, fine arts was promoted by kings and royalties and courts of wisdom. With the demise of royalty, it was the temples and the devas' homes which took unto themselves the task of promotion, perpetuation and preservation of fine arts. And the Garbhagriha and the center of the temple became the performing arts center. Because of the sublimity and divinity of this music of ours, they found entry into the temples. With the temple culture itself taking a back seat at the early part of this independent era, and democracy having gained currency, it is but natural that in continuing the preservation and promotion of fine arts, we needed an organization, a structure that would continue the same. And it was here that the institutional framework of institutions like us, which are engaged in promoting fine arts, which have taken a lead role in carrying this forward. This great virasat of this land of ours, this blessed land of ours, with an history spanning more than 5,000 years as far as this music itself is concerned, had put the shoulders of the institutions to take on the responsibility during this time. And therefore it is not inappropriate that we graduated ourselves from honoring artists, from allowing them to perform so that the ethereal charm is transferred to us, to one of preservation, research and further development, so that posterity would have what has been given unto us. We owe it to our ancestors to retain in entirety all that they had given to us. And we equally owe to posterity not to destroy the inheritance that was given to us by our forefathers as only trustees, as in fiduciary capacity, in transient state of time in history, only to hold and pass it down to the next generation. Singularly, it is this aspect of the responsibility of this generation that has propelled this foremost institution of fine arts in the country to take unto itself the task of taking further the cause of fine arts through this archiving. And when you look at the depth of archiving that is being done or has already been done and loaded into the systems, 10 to 12,000 hours of recorded concerts are already in to this Sangeetalaya, which has already been inaugurated. Compare for a moment to find out the gigantic nature of this task. The Music Academy recently inaugurated its music library, and it had 6,000 hours of recorded concert as an initial offering. So you can imagine the size and the extent to which this Sangeeta Sangrahalaya, named after the Kanchi Mahaswami, has taken a start, a leap start, the one that would evolve over the years to become one of the foremost centers for archiving, retrieval and dissemination of information, not only in this part of the globe, but all over the world. We are indeed grateful to the sage of Kanchi for having come down all the way from Kanchipuram to bless us all, to inaugurate these initiatives of ours, and to participate the Kanchi Mahaswami Festival. It was fine when Yavanam was on him. The face of Yavanam has gone, and at this ripe age of 75, the stress and the strain that comes on to him when he were to come down and participate is something which is to be seen. The greatest attribute that we can pay to him, the reciprocation that we can do for this gesture, universal acceptance of showering his grace on all of us and all the initiatives that we have, is to uphold the dharma that he has been ceaselessly striving to promote all through his lifetime of this almost 60 years in the Peetham and of the 75 years of his lifespan that he has done. Na jatuhu na kamat na bayat na lobat dharmatyajet jivitasyopi. This is the only way that we can give to the saints of this land of ours all that they do for us. Santo Mahanto Nivasanti Santo Vasanta Vallokahitam Karantaha. They are born only to bless us all. And if that's what they are doing for us, the least that we can do is even at the cost of our lives, uphold this dharma of ours. This project of ours would not have been possible but for unknown, unseen hands that came to support this venture of ours. I think it is the grace of the sage of Kanchi that these people came into our fold. And I should place on record our deepest sense of appreciation for the wonderful work that has been done by Mr. Krishna Prasad from Bangalore, Mr. Ramesh from Bangalore, and Mr. Kulkarni from Chennai. Not only have they parted with all their recorded concerts, not just as it is, the whole problem with archiving in this country is we are very poor in retaining history. And we have never learned from the lessons of history that we may need them one day or other. They have not only cured every audio that they had sequenced them, recorded them, and put them in a cataloging that would be easy for you and I to access. Mr. Krishna Prasad has gone several steps ahead, not only to ensure that what is given to this institution is the best. The software that has been installed into the system provides you multiple access. You can access by Kriti, you can access by the artist, you can even go for the performing artist, accompanying artist to the performing artist. You can go by a location from where you can draw on. There is so much of bouquet of possibilities that are available to you if you were to be interested in a particular concert. I think the destination is only the Shanmukhananda Hall. And that would not have been possible but for the work that has been done by these three people. They expected nothing in return from us. Not even this mention that I have made. But they thought that this part of the country, the western part of this country, deserves much more than what has been given to it. Carnatic musicians have always claimed that the best of music is given by them in this part of the country. The best of monies have also come from this part of the country. It's Mahalakshmi who has given to them. And therefore they thought, more than that, this archiving is to be given so that succeeding generations of people residing in this part of the world would be able to draw on this great treasure that has come unto us. And today, what we have loaded for all of you to see in those 12 workstations that are kept over there is the first concert that was ever recorded, performed in this very auditorium in the year 1963 when it was inaugurated by Arigudi Ramanujayengar. T.N. Krishnan on the violin, Palakkad Maniyar on the mridangam, 3 hours 26 minutes, 20 into that list which will now go into the system. I think the first time I saw was Mr. Kulkarni. He said, the lead is in Bangalore. You go there and take everything. And therefore, but for Mr. Kulkarni, I would not have known where Krishna Prasad was. And that's how we have this day possible. Much as you would say that this day is thanks to the great Lord, it's also thanks to these three gentlemen who made it all possible. May the Jagannatha Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on all of us. May the sage of Kanchi bless this new initiative of ours. May he inspire all of us to draw adequately from the investments that we have made over here. May all of us revisit the glory of Carnatic music and later into Hindustani and other aspects of classical music all over the world and make ourselves sublime. Thank you and God bless you all.